Hi, everybody. This is Terry Laundry. We're doing our update for Wednesday, November 10th, 2010. And the only chart that we have here is the updated version of the short-term T-chart using the volume oscillator. And you can see that the rally projected to top out on D at point D using the double bottom T has occurred. The volume oscillator has stopped at its trend line. It's come down to the zero line. And it's very likely that you're going to be down for another day or so, and then it's going to turn around and try to rally, and at that point you should see a breakdown either to the normal correction low or to the deep correction low going into mid-December, and we'll pick that up as we go along. One of the things that I just noticed in the chart here is that you have these four red LOW low designations where the oscillator has made a bottom pattern. The first one is in the latter part of January, early February of this year. Then you have the May low, and then you have the pullback into late August, which is the C bottom. And those are roughly time symmetrical lows. And then when you extrapolate that to the same distance between all of the lows, you end up with a low question mark, and that is a momentum low where the oscillator should drop down to a very oversold condition, or as oversold as it can get, and that's what you're really waiting for. So far, the S&P pullback that you've seen as of the Tuesday's close, and probably seeing a little bit, the next day or so, is really just the normal reaction of being too high. See, the S&P bar's got above the upper red channel, and so it's natural to have a pullback. The problem you're going to get into is after you get the recovery and you don't go up there anymore, you could drop off. And if you drop off and you break the oscillator from having the support where it says the green rising line or some such thing, then you're going to drop into that low, and that's when you're going to get stung hard. Eventually, you have to figure out where the mid-December low is going to be, but we have other things that I'll discuss on Sunday to take care of that. Once the market starts to break down, it's going to the center post of the T. I think you're going to find out that everybody was cheering the $600 billion stimulus package, and now you're going to find out that there's a bad connotation. There's a downside to that, and the downside is going to start to come into play. And so when you go down to the center post of this long bearish T, you're going to find out that you've got a lot of selling pressure, and when you come back up again, that everybody wants to get out on the... I mean, D is a good place to get out if you didn't get out of A. But after you go down and you make a low, and when you come back up in the new T, there's another top, which is going to show up. It's just going to be like a triple top combination type graph. I don't know if it'll get all the way up there, but it'll try to come back up there, and then the T will just die. And so that you'll find out that the double top for advanced decline T13 is taking place. It's just a crazy looking pattern. Now, if you happen to keeping the oscillator, which is what you're looking for to say that might be the case, is to get the oscillator to drop very deep into this low question mark area. That is, it goes down really, really, really hard. Not like the low that was before in the late August time period. That's not too deep. So I talk about really deep. Okay? And that's how you really confirm. And that's where you answer all those questions that I get in email. Well, what do you think is going to happen? You know, so forth. You just got to see what the momentum of the drop is into the null echo. And the oscillator will tell you probably pretty much what it's going to be as soon as you see some numbers. So that's it for today, and we'll be back on Sunday as usual, cover some of the other questions that I've received. Bye-bye.